everybody, to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show, featuring Dr. Carolyn Dean. Join Dr. Dean for the next 2 hours, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders, also known as Ginny Almighty. Join Dr. Dean as she shares with us her vast range of experience, knowledge, talent, and wisdom. Phone lines are now open, and we'll be taking your calls from around the world and here in the USA.
Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, which is uniting humankind with universal love, or as I like to say, uniting Dr. Carolyn Dean with the whole wide world. And boy, what does the old song say? What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Well, you're going to get that from Dr. Dean, and you're also going to get health, sweet health. And we know without your health, love doesn't even mean much, even though it's important. But you've got to have that health, that vitality, and that well-being surging through your life in order to really maximize the very best that there is that life has to offer. And Dr. Dean is an absolute expert on doing that, not just because she is a doctor with over 50 years of experience in traditional and natural medicine, an herbalist, an acupuncturist, a practitioner of every modality that you can really even begin to understand how deep and wide her wisdom is, to understand the body-mind connection, to understand our relationship with the earth, to understand the body's relationship within itself, within the brain, within the mind, and then to understand its relationship to how it operates in this sphere that we live in, to be able to really function well, and especially using natural medicine. Dr. Dean is here to speak with you this evening to talk about the things that are always on her heart. This evening's topic, heart health, ironically, as we talk about the heart and life of Dr. Dean, and to be able to share with people how to achieve a wonderful balance within your own heart, your own biology, your own cardiology, through not only her wisdom, but also her very wonderful formulas that are very beneficial. So we invite you to be with us for the next 2 hours. You will be able to call into the show. The number 646-558-8657 is plastered everywhere. There is an ID number that goes with that. You can see it on our YouTube channel. You can see it in our emails. You can see it here at Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. So we invite you to call in. We will be taking phone calls later. And we also invite you to join us on the chat line, either at Dream Visions or also on our YouTube channel live, which we're very happy to have all our YouTubers with us this evening. And we're going to talk about all kinds of good stuff, heart health, as I said, and all the wonderful things that Dr. Dean wants to share with us this evening. Before I bring her on, let me just remind you that this is not a medical advice show. She cannot give medical advice over the internet, nor would you really want to take it. That's not appropriate. But what she do is she will tell you what she would do if she were in your shoes and struggling with some of the things that you may be struggling with, because sometimes the solutions are really easy, and she knows how to get that information out to you. So we're so happy to have her again with us this evening. And without any further ado, I bring to you the most darling and delightful and most wonderfully generous, absolutely ebullient, life-giving, life-saving, most wonderful Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Thank you, Ginny. Bob's laughing over in the corner there. Luckily, he can't get on the show anymore to blow my cover. Actually, you know, it's true, Bob. I've been in medicine. Well, no, I've known Bob longer than I've been in medicine, and he still makes me smile. I think that's a part of the reason for my quote-unquote success is when you're a happy person, happy things happen to you. So I thank Bob. I thank Bob for keeping me on my tweaky toes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'm going to tell him to take the phones upstairs, Bob. Yeah. I don't like the phones ringing during the show. They never do, but if he left them there, they would. Okay, people, the worst is over. You're here. The worst is over. Because once, I guess why I'm saying that is once you have a bit of hope and a bit of possibility that what you're going through could be a nutrient deficiency, then, you know, you perk up a bit. What's happening in medicine now is they are really trying to make it all about genetics or gene variations are causing your problems, and that makes you think it's hopeless. Or they're trying to make it all about taking vaccines. I mean, the number of vaccines they're trying to push on the public is horrendous. And that happened, you know, maybe about 10, 15 years ago. There was actually a directive in the drug companies that, well, you know, people aren't liking our drugs too much. Lots of side effects, lots of lawsuits, you know, I don't know if we're going to survive this. And then they came out with biologics that pretends that these medicines have something to do with biology, but they're the most complex molecules that the body has to fight against. And we'll find out, you know, we won't find out for years that they've been causing side effects. You see what they do with these biologics, and you can just look it up, biologic medicine, and see what's going on there. They start with a biologic for some fatal condition, end stage cancer of any kind. And then, you know, they may have some success and say, oh yeah, it gave this group of people 30 days more of life. And they're allowed to say that's a positive. And then all of a sudden they, meaning the drug companies, put in a request to make that drug a common drug for, you know, any condition. And so they sneak through the door. And in my latest foray with my continuing medical education hours, I have to do 50 hours every 2 years, and I do it on the internet, thank goodness. It's all about biologics. I have no idea how people learn this stuff. It makes no sense. It's recipe medicine. You can't understand it in a common sense way. It used to be that young people would come to me, you know, send me an email or whatever and say, hey, you know, I see you're a naturopath and a medical doctor. I got my MD first, and then I did my naturopathy. And they say, what do you think I should do? And I used to say, well, you know, in medicine, you have more clout, you have, you know, people look up to you more, whatever, or they'll listen to you more. You also can get covered more by insurance. But now I'm not saying that anymore. I'm seriously not telling young people to go into medicine. One of the young people that takes our products, Brent, he's becoming a physician's assistant. And that's a 2-year course. He's really enjoying it. And what he's going to do when he graduates is find a doctor who does some sort of alternative or holistic medicine, which people are clamoring for. And he'll start, quote, prescribing my formulas because he knows they work. So, I mean, that's something positive coming down the pike. But at this point, it's all about the biologics and the vaccines. And the vaccines, they started focusing on them, a vaccine for everything, because people were pulling away from drugs. But now they can tell people to do these vaccines and, quote, promise that they're going to get rid of a disease, which I've said many times, even with the flu vaccine that they've been experimenting with for decades, when you do a meta-analysis, which the Cochrane Institute did just a couple of years ago, they found that flu vaccine works maybe 2-4% of the time. So they're offering this vaccine with kind of a promise of hope, although medicine hates it when alternative medicine gives, quote, what they say is false hope. And what has the vaccine industry managed to do? They have managed to get clearance from the federal government that they can never be sued. They cannot be sued for you or your children having side effects to a vaccine. So they act like there are no side effects, but there are. They can't be sued. So who's responsible? Is the doctor that's shooting the vaccine into your arm responsible? No. Drug companies, no. That's why I say to people, why don't you get your lawyer to write you up a piece of paper that notifies the doctor that if they shoot you in the arm with a vaccine that causes you side effects, they have to pay for you and your disability for the rest of your life and for your family. That'll cause a little bit of confusion, I'm sure, because nobody's responsible. So that is my introduction. And now I will go on to the housekeeping notes. We have a subscription service. We want you to keep referring your practitioners. We have a referral candy, 15% discount when you refer a friend to who purchases our products. We're still offering the home blood test kit. We'll always be offering that because we want to know what your levels of the very important nutrients are. It's part of a research project we're doing. It benefits you, it benefits us, and it benefits the whole population to find out what happens when people take a variety of dietary supplements and how their health improves. There's never been a study like this done before. I continue to report on our magnesium deficiency survey or quiz. We've been doing it since September 2019. 350,000 people have taken the quiz. And what they've found out is, and what we've found out is 70% of people have insomnia and anxiety, 60% have muscle cramps, 55% restless legs, 50% heart palpitations, and tension headaches or migraines is around 38%. And Ginny and I and Brian just went over this today, and all through the whole whatever year and a half, or what is it, 220, almost 2 years now, well, year and two-thirds, those percentages have stayed stable. So that sort of gives an indication of the accuracy of the reporting of people. The month-to-month values are not up and down and up and down. They've stayed stable. And it's a horrible stability to have 70% of the population having anxiety and insomnia. And to try to get people more aware of the importance of magnesium and the other nutrients, of course, we've been funding research. Our first paper called Circulating Ionized Magnesium as a Measure of Supplement Bioavailability. We found out many wonderful things about our REMAG, that it's quickly absorbed, it goes into the cells, it's absorbed much better than other magnesium products. Also, we have, I think it's 22 books now, free downloads of about 22 books on the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live website. And I keep updating the books. We're getting new products in all the time. In another month or two, we'll have our omega-3 algae A plus E, which is the icing on the cake, because actually with all our supplements, it completes all the nutrients that the body requires, including vitamins A and vitamin Z. So I'm very excited about that.
Carolyn, yeah. I just wanted to tell you, do you realize that it is the 10-year anniversary of using the term completement formula? Aww. And we complete the completement formulas 10 years later.
Oh, that is perfect. Just as everything we do, everything we do is perfect. Thank you. That's beautiful. Very good. Give us a yay at some point.
Okay.
So, the blog. Now, what this blog is about, the one that describes the topic for today that Ginny put out, it's, I think you, did you end up calling it Be Safe, My Heart? Magnesium and Potassium and Heart Disease?
Yeah.
Now, we want to focus on potassium today, and it's partly because we got very serious about potassium. Within a year of launching our 8-ounce potassium, we invested in a 16-ounce bottle to drop the cost to our customers. It was just so well received. So in today's blog, now it's a long blog. It's been lovingly compiled by Ginny. It's a very educational blog and one that you all should send to your loved ones because it could save their lives. Now, it used to be with our customers when they would write and say, well, you know, I used REMAG for, you know, a number of months. I got a lot better. And then my symptoms started coming back. And customer service knew that they hadn't been doing their potassium broth, eating enough vegetables, or taking potassium. So I finally decided, I was able to get around the FDA ruling that you could only have a 99 milligram dose of potassium. That's what holds back potassium supplements is a person would need if you put a teaspoon and equal that to 99 milligrams, you would need about 20 teaspoons to get enough potassium. Well, maybe not that much, but with the RDA of potassium being 4,700 milligrams, with people eating more and more on a paleo and keto and even carnivore diet and or Atkins diet, for Pete's sakes, they're avoiding their carb vegetables to make room for all the fat and protein, and people were just not getting their potassium. So let's go through this blog and then a couple of really good questions that we got just to reinforce what I'm talking about. So, Be Safe, My Heart, Magnesium and Potassium and Heart Disease. Heart disease has become a dreaded condition because doctors and patients alike know it means a handful of medications and the certain knowledge that things are only going to get worse. But what if heart disease has a strong element of magnesium and potassium deficiency? What if you have mineral deficiency and not heart disease? After all, your doctor probably didn't do an ionized magnesium blood test to find out how much magnesium is in your cells, working away at 1,000 enzyme processes and involved with 80% of known metabolic functions. Wouldn't it be important to know that information? Of course it would, but doctors have been swept up in the pharmaceutical treatment of the body and in medical school never learned about the nutrient building blocks that keep us alive. As medical students, we were told that if you didn't learn something in your training, it is not valid. Now, just a sidebar here, the reason why I'm so keen on nutrients is I was into natural health and reading all the health books I could and lifestyle, exercise, all that before I went into medical school. So, you know, I was alert to all the things that were missing in medical school. And when I finished my med training and actually during my internship, I started my postgrad naturopathic training. So it's pretty hard to find doctors who've done all that. I mean, there's still only a handful of MDs that also are naturopaths. So for the most part, the doctor, the MD doctors out there don't know anything about nutrition. Okay, continuing on the blog, that you could be experiencing magnesium or mineral deficiency instead of a disease is good news. That means the worst is over and a safe, effective strategy for recovery is close at hand. And everyone can join in. Everyone you know can improve their heart health. Magnesium and potassium supplementation and lifestyle changes are complementary to any healthcare practitioner's advice and can be added to most any cardiovascular protocol. So, sidebar here, these nutrients are like taking food. They're the food that your food is depleted of. So they're safe to take with any medication. We never advise anyone to stop their heart meds. But as your health improves, any doctor worth their salt will help wean you off toxic medication that have numerous side effects. They all have side effects. So where do we begin? The first thing you can do to support heart function is to saturate your body with the minerals required to meticulously beat the heart. As a medical doctor, I developed these products to improve my own cardiovascular performance when I discovered my own symptoms of magnesium and mineral deficiency. I knew that by addressing my magnesium deficiencies, I slowly must increase my magnesium until I was taking saturation doses. Now, sidebar, this slowly increasing, you know, some people just don't listen to us when we say low and slow. It's on the label of the REMAG bottle. It's on all our printed literature, which I don't think most people even read when they get our box of REMAG and other supplements. We say start with a quarter teaspoon, put it in a liter of sea salted water and drink it through the day. Don't just take a hit of this magnesium. As I said at the outset, our study proved that the REMAG is absorbed really quickly, goes to work in the cells. So if you take a big hit of it, like a shot of it, then you can overload your cells. At first, you can rev things up a bit too much. Some people are just so fatigued with their chronic fatigue and total body meltdown that feeling revved up with energy is just too much for them. So we say go low and slow. And if you take too much at one time as well, you waste it. You'll only be able to put a certain amount into a cell and the rest will overflow. And in some, you know, kind of rare cases, people will get the laxative effect. And then they say, well, you said this doesn't cause a laxative effect. It's all absorbed. Well, not if you take a teaspoon all at once. So that's, again, why we have a dozen people on customer service, so we can remind you of these things. And it all works out. People cut back, not cut back really. They go slow and low, and they build up slowly so that their bodies start revving up and opening up gradually, and it doesn't overwhelm them. So slowly increasing my magnesium supplementation until I was taking saturation doses. Now, it took me a year and a half of 4 teaspoons of REMAG to get to the point where I could skip a few doses or even a day without getting my heart palpitations back. But it did improve to the point where now I only need a teaspoon to a teaspoon and a half a day. So it's not like you're going to keep increasing forever. You increase till you're saturated. Took me a year and a half. So don't expect to be saturated in a couple of months. When I added REMAG and later Pico Potassium, they were the icing on the cake. I had even less symptoms. And as I've said many times with Remite, it got me off my armor medication after about 6 weeks. And I sit here right now in air conditioning with nice toasty hands and feet. Continuing, how our food fails us. So I'm happy when I read articles or doctors say, yes, you have to eat a good diet. But seriously, that boat has sailed. We can't get the food, the nutrients we need from the food we eat. And that's why I'm putting a lot of time, energy, and money into a biodynamic organic farm here in Maui. So we can pump up the soil. We're using one of our side products called Mighty Mash, which is the straw from the barley that we use to make our RNA reset drops. We're in the experimental stages now. We're not selling it online, but we're having great success so that we can get our food back. We can get the nutrients in the food back. In the meantime, take the complement formulas. So continuing the blog, you've heard the famous quote from Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Unfortunately, in the year 2021, our depleted and diseased soil and food crops do not provide us with the nutrient-rich foods we enjoyed 50 years ago. Sidebar, we have statistics from the U.S. Department of Agriculture that 100 years ago, we were getting 500 milligrams of magnesium in an ordinary diet. Now we're lucky to get 200, and that's why there's so much heart disease. Okay, so continuing on, this understanding that the food is depleted is clinically supported with research. Jenny throws in Dr. James DiNicolantonio's paper from a couple of years ago called Subclinical Magnesium Deficiency, a Principal Driver of Cardiovascular Disease and a Public Health Crisis. And we have that paper on our homepage at drcarolindeanlive.com. As James' study points out, you can't get enough magnesium from the foods you eat, even should you focus on magnesium-rich foods. This is why understanding the difference between magnesium maintenance and magnesium saturation is important. According to the NIH fact sheet on potassium for professionals, magnesium depletion can contribute to potassium deficiency by increasing urinary potassium losses. That's how they're kind of married together. It can also increase, potassium deficiency can also increase the risk of cardiac arrhythmias by decreasing intracellular potassium concentration. More than 50% of individuals with clinically significant low potassium might have magnesium deficiency. Now, this is a NIH fact sheet. More than 50% with low potassium will have magnesium deficiency. And you can bet that it's a much higher percentage because they really lowball things. In people with low magnesium and low potassium, both should be treated concurrently. And then here's what I wrote in the Pico Potassium book, which is a free download at drcarolindeanlive.com. Potassium is identified in the 2015 to 2020 dietary guidelines for Americans as a nutrient to be increased in the diet, and the Institute of Medicine recommendation for adequate intake of potassium is 4,700 milligrams per day. To top it all off, note that a national survey of 16,444 Americans found that 100% were not getting the estimated average requirement of potassium, 100%. I know a lot, but I did not know the extent of the potassium deficiency in the population, which makes this book and Pico Potassium very important. As you read earlier, magnesium and potassium deficiencies are key contributing factors to heart disease. Adding essential minerals such as the ones found in Remite and the B complex vitamins and vitamins D3 and K2 are also important for heart health. So it's the omega-3 fatty acids. As you start to add these essential nutrients to your health program, it is important to stay appropriately hydrated. Drinking half your body weight in pounds, taking your body weight in pounds, cutting that in half, and making that the number of ounces of water will get you started. Add a quarter teaspoon of pink Himalayan salt or Celtic sea salt to every liter of water will enhance your new water protocol all the more. Magnesium and mineral saturation combined with improved hydration are the beginning places for overall wellness. And as you start to feel better, your energy will increase and your body will want to move more and more. As you feel the impulse for more movement coming on, low and slow is the way to go. And you can do your morning walk, yoga stretches, arm push-ups on the bathroom sink, mini squats as you brush your teeth. I think Ginny probably got this from one of my modules. Even just rising on the balls of your feet and holding for a few seconds will help exercise your leg muscles. In the shower, you can also do some neck stretches with the hot water running on your muscles to loosen them up. And practice your balance by standing on one foot at a time for a few seconds. Eating for your heart. Now, I outline this in my heart health book. And actually, I mean, that's the book that talks about the magnesium and potassium and other nutrients. And I'm doing a big update on that book and we'll tell you when that's uploaded. But my heart health diet recommendations are very simple. Avoid sugar, avoid gluten and non-fermented dairy. It's a basic anti-candida or anti-yeast diet, because we don't want to feed simple sugars to your intestinal yeast. And the tips, I think they're in the blog as well. Eliminate table salt and high sodium canned and processed foods, but add the sea salt, of course, as we described. Alcohol can be a trigger for many cardiovascular deficiency symptoms. So don't drink alcohol, but limit your alcohol intake or take a break from it and then try a few drinks and see how it makes you feel besides buzzed. You know, does it start palpitating your heart or make you, you know, give you a headache or make you feel woozy? I remember with our foster kids when Paul came home one night after having some drinks, and I suppose he was, what would he have been, 17. I didn't say anything, but, you know, we talked about alcohol, and I said, yeah, you've been drinking. And I said, well, you know, that's neat. I didn't say that's neat. I said, well, it's interesting what happens to the body when you drink alcohol. You know, you get a little bit woozy and dizzy and a little lightheaded, and you may trip a little and, you know, even feel nauseous. So it's almost like I hypnotized him to feeling deeply the effects of it. And he ran off to the bathroom and threw up. And he is not a drinker. He's a judge now, the guy. It's amazing what you can do to guide young people. Continuing on the tips, the top tips for heart health. Caffeine has a stimulating effect on the heart. Severely limit it to stop these triggers. Eat 5 servings of healthy, organic, if possible, vegetables and fruits a day. I generally only suggest one or two servings of fruit per day because the fructose will feed yeast. And fructose and sugars of any kind will or can create insulin resistance. Eat fermented dairy and organic grass-fed free-range eggs, chicken and lamb. Eat wild-caught salmon. And apparently tongue tuna has the least mercury. But now I noticed on Amazon you can buy low-mercury canned fish. Eat healthy fats like coconut oil, olive oil, avocados, nuts, seeds. Eat small amounts of whole grains like quinoa, amaranth, millet, buckwheat, and black rice. Avoid glutamate, glutamic acid, and MSG, as they can be cardiovascular triggers. Actually, in the Heart Health book, in the long chapter on atrial fibrillation, I have 33 triggers for atrial fibrillation that people can work through. So I'll stop there. We only have 3 blog questions, but I'll stop and ask Ginny, as I am wont to do, to see if she has any input, see if I left anything out.
Well, I do have a great presentation, Carolyn. I do have a couple questions on the chat line, and one of those is Sandy's asking, is raw milk healthy for the heart and bones?
Oh, good question. Oh, my gosh. I think it, for non-yeasty people, it should be. Calcium from food is very nicely absorbed, apparently. Well, more than apparently, I know it is. I mean, when I eat a lot of yogurt, I will get, a little bit of magnesium deficiency symptoms because calcium bumps out magnesium. So I would say yes, but I don't have a lot of, as you can tell, I don't have a lot of information about that in my head. I was dairy sensitive for so long. I never got into the raw milk world, so I didn't study it. So I'll have to leave it at that, Sandy. I mean, there are some raw milk proponents that just go crazy about how wonderful it is, but you'd have to work with it and see how you feel with it.
Very good. Very good. Yes, I can't. I think that's one of the most beneficial statements to make, is once you kind of look at something, if the answer's not clear, just see how your body responds, because your body, everybody's body is so uniquely different. Our good friend at New York Television wrote in and said, I'm going to share again that I'm using the silver as a nasal spray, and usually my allergies are terrible this time of the year, but I'm allergy free. Thanks, Dr. Dean, for suggesting this product. And also, speaking of hearts, I've cut my blood pressure meds in half, I believe, due to using your mineral products.
Oh, that's awesome. That's where we want people to be, in charge of their own bodies.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great.
And then what about grass-fed tallow for healthy fat? What is tallow?
It's the fat that is stripped off animals, cattle. It's what, our ancestors would use to fry up their stuff. And it would be like a fully saturated fat that actually turns out to be healthier than the polyunsaturated. I've never used tallow, so I don't have a lot of information about it.
Right.
But what do I use coconut oil for, whatever little bits of frying and cooking that I do.
Right. Okay, very good. I've never heard of beef. See, I learned something all the time on this show. I've just never, ever heard of beef tallow. So, I mean, it sounds like it could be super cool and groovy.
Yeah, I mean, in the keto diet, we love fatty meats and all the rest of it. But it's probably early in the keto world to find out all the different aspects of it. everything we do, we should do kind of moderately, so that we don't get into this, I don't know, I guess it's kind of a hypnosis about something being the perfect diet. I mean, look at my other foster daughter, who was a vegan, mostly a vegan for about 20 years, and she finally gave it up when she started having problems with her teeth, and she hadn't been sleeping for years. She'd have a couple of hours here and there, and she knew, obviously, you know, she knew about my work. She was very into health, but she chose that you know, more extreme route. And she finally went to, and she was an A blood group. So she thought, you know, she could do vegetarian. But when she went to more animal products and even some, you know, like steak tartare and raw meat, her health just turned around. I think I've shown you her website, Ginny. She's turned out to be the most incredible artist. And I should ask her if she thought her, you know, talents were able to be expressed because she was more healthy.
Yeah, I could see where being undernourished would not give you the proper energy, right? if you felt that you were not, being undernourished. Because when you don't feel satisfied, you don't sleep well, your body doesn't function well. And the blood type diet is very interesting. But definitely, if you don't feel good, it's not right. It's not worth it.
And since I've brought her up, she's at earthempress.com, earthempress.com. And the link for her original paintings is under Be Inspired and Gallery. And I mean, she's got dozens of incredible paintings. And she does a lot of commissions. I've commissioned work from her. I'm just looking through it now. It's pretty awesome stuff. So thank you for that, young lady.
Yes, Nancy wrote back in on the chat line, Nancy M., who's been with us forever. She said, the beef tallow is helping her with her hormones and controlling hot flashes. Of course, she's been on the minerals for a long time, and she acknowledges that. And she said, I've done some research with it and put it to the test, and I'm getting great results. So that's really fascinating.
Yeah, so there you go. Maybe Nancy could tell us more. I mean, how much are you using it? Are you using it just to cook with? I'll have to look into that. That's interesting.
Yeah, very, very cool.
And do you get free-range beef tallow? That would be interesting, too. Okay. Anything else from the chat? I just have these three blog questions to go through.
Nope, we can keep going. Press on.
Very good. Okay, so Sharon is saying, for years, I have used a kinesiologist for healthcare. Now, what that is muscle testing. The kinesiologist asks a question and presses down on the client's arm to get a yes or a no. Okay. And yet, in spite of palpitations, tachycardia, pounding heart, and abnormal heart patterns for 10 years, I have rarely tested that I need magnesium. Now that, I don't like hearing that. And what I say about that, because I did, yes, I did kinesiology courses. I use kinesiology. And if the kinesiologist doesn't know what I know about magnesium, then their bias will show up in the testing. Seriously, a person who is themselves low in magnesium can actually transfer their magnesium deficiency to their client. when you know that magnesium is necessary for 80% of known metabolic functions and drives 1,000 enzyme processes, you've got to know that magnesium is good for everybody. So there you are with your palpitations, tachycardia, pounding heart, abnormal heart patterns. You could be taking REMAG. You could have been taking it for 10 years. And I'm sorry, Sharon, it just doesn't make sense that you would listen to someone who isn't your body. So Sharon continues, I'm told over and over that the symptoms are from parasites, along with the hot flashes that accompany them. So for years now, I've taken drops for yeast, fungus, parasites, and symptoms remain. So you don't have parasites. Actually, I fell into that bucket. Where was I? I think I was in my internship and meeting all the chiropractors who were doing the naturopathic courses and met somebody some machine testing, you know, one of the earliest machine energy testing. And you know, I had these back pains. And this guy said it was parasites. It was parasites living in my muscles. It was magnesium deficiency. But parasites are the big boogaboo in alternative medicine. It's hard to get rid of them, etc. But it's all about the environment. It's about the soil. And, you know, parasites, yeast is a parasite for Pete's sakes, a type of parasite. So what you do is you improve the environment of your body so that parasites don't take hold. You know, you think of the radish experiment. The radishes that grew on our mighty mash were so healthy, they didn't attract the worms and parasites that ate up the other plot. So please, Sharon, do not ignore the intellectual fact that everybody needs magnesium and lots of it. And also potassium, you know, is this kinesiologist even testing for potassium? So, yeah, some practitioners, you know, get it in their mind that, you know, something is everything. And what I've had the opportunity to do for the past 50 years is look into everything and, you know, finally put it together, you know, about 10 years ago, as we're saying, that if we support the body at the cellular level, then the body figures it out. It'll kick out stuff it doesn't need. It'll keep what it needs. It'll build healthier cells, et cetera, et cetera. So take your magnesium, Sharon, and get in touch with us, and we'll help you out. Claire is saying, what role does nitric oxide play in heart disease, and are there things to do to increase it? Yeah, I've noticed that nitric oxide has become, you know, the new favorite supplement. And let me tell you about supplement developers. And I've been around a lot of them because I've been around for a long time. And what they do is they look at, you know, recent nutrient studies or, you know, something just takes their interest and they think, oh my gosh, that would make a great supplement. And what it is with nitric oxide, and I write about it in the Magnesium Miracle. What page is this? I have no idea. Maybe a page 181. I say, one of the pivotal metabolic chemicals in the body is nitric oxide. It is a very simple compound made from nitrogen and oxygen, but it packs a powerful punch. Nitric oxide controls vasodilation, but this activity is under the direction of magnesium. And I would not be surprised that if you took nitric oxide pills or capsules. I mean, I don't know how you can put nitric oxide in a pill or capsule anyway, but that, you know, in your stomach, it would be digested, it would be broken down. It just doesn't make sense to take a lot of these metabolic chemicals. That means they're downstream from the original elements that make them take that metabolic chemical. It'll be broken down in your gut. What you want to do is have the building blocks for nitric oxide. Nitrogen in the air, fine, you got it. Oxygen in the air, fine, you got it. Then you need the magnesium to make it happen. And then you get your vasodilation. Boom. Third question. Mary says, I've been using your products for some time now, especially the REMAG. Lately, I've been having heart palpitations. No pain or nausea associated, but it is scary. Is there a point I should see a doctor or increase my REMAG? Thank you. Now, we always tell people to see their doctor if they have any questions. You can get an EKG. You can get an opinion. You don't necessarily have to take the six drugs they offer. You know, that's when you can call customer service and say, well, you know, I'm on all these drugs. Can I support my body in some other way? And we would tell you to keep taking the drugs, take our supplements, and then as you get better, then you wean off your drugs. But what Mary is saying here is she's just taking REMAG. It doesn't look like she's taking Pico Potassium. We don't know how much REMAG she's taking. Mary, you should read my heart health book. I think it's version 7 is at drcarolindeanlive.com right now. And that will tell you all you need to know. We do focus on REMAG as our, you know, gateway supplement, but we definitely remind people over and over again that they need more than that. And the Pico Potassium testimonial of last week actually fits in nicely here. And this is the gentleman who has taken prescription potassium for 4 years because he has potassium wasting due to an adrenal gland tumor. He was taking 1,500 milligrams of potassium chloride 3 times a day. For anyone who needs to take that much potassium daily, I can guarantee they're going to have gastric upset. Then he says, with the introduction of REMAG, my potassium requirements seem to diminish. After adding REMITE, I noticed again that I didn't require as much potassium. Now I'm able to add just 3 teaspoons of Pico Potassium to my liquid to keep my hypokalemia, low potassium, at bay, whereas my prescription should say I should take 5.5 teaspoons of Pico Potassium. So I can vouch for the fact that, as Dr. Dean has suggested, and that's a perfect word to use, as Dr. Dean has suggested, Pico Potassium is roughly 2 times as effective as any other form of potassium. Awesome. So thank you, David. And over to you, Jenny. We've got a couple minutes to the top of the hour. Awesome, eh?
Yes, absolutely awesome. And tell me real quick, and we do have great people calling on hold for the next hour, so just hang with us. We'll take your calls right after the break. And we'll get into the business of talking to Dr. Dean, which is the most, it's just the most important thing ever. I was going to say, Carolyn, that one of our customers or listeners on YouTube is asking, how do you know when your magnesium is saturated?
Oh, yeah. Well, that is when your symptoms have abated. I was going to say I'm lucky that I had heart palpitations. You know, it was a real pain, but it wasn't painful, but it was scary, etc. So heart palpitations were my main symptom. And what I found is the more I got saturated, the less palpitations I had. And then the real clue was after a year and a half, I started to get the laxative effect. By that time, I was only on 3 teaspoons because when I did my REMITE, I dropped from 4 to 3 And then when I started to get the laxative effect, because I was kind of waiting for it, I cut back to 2. I still had the laxative effect. And then I went back to 1. And then sometimes I'll need 1.5. So it is, again, doing the experiment on yourself. Get rid of your symptoms. Give it a year at least. And when you are saturated and when you have your other minerals, I mean, I was taking the Remite then. We didn't have the Pico Potassium, but I'm sure if I took the Pico Potassium back then, I would have needed my less magnesium sooner, like David said. Done.
Excellent. Very good. Okay. So we're coming to the top of the hour, everybody. Great. Thank you. First, wonderful first hour. And if that should get you so inspired and fired up, I just want you to really make sure that you're sharing the show with those who are listening. You can forward your YouTube link and let them know to jump on us with the second hour. It's so much fun to talk with Dr. Dean in the second hour. Again, if you'd like to call Dr. Dean, 646-558-8656. And then the ID number here on YouTube, in our emails, everywhere in the universe, 8836953587. And we'll get you on the phone with her right after this break. Take it away, Rachel.
Hour 2 of the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with host Ginny Sanders, right after this brief station break. You can also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com. That's drcarolyndean.com.
Did you know there are 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency? Magnesium deficiency is a public health crisis growing in scope and proportion. Dr. Carolyn Dean, author of The Magnesium Miracle, has identified over 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency, 100 factors that lead to magnesium deficiency, and 24 reasons why magnesium deficiency occurs. Order The Magnesium Miracle today at Amazon.com and learn how to remedy this pervasive condition.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD, MD. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Natural health, vitality, and well-being. Yes, everyone wants it, but not everyone is sure how to achieve it. Dr. Carolyn Dean's Completement Formulas are more than just dietary supplements. They're whole foods and picometer minerals designed to complete your nutrition, not just supplement it. Experience the difference Dr. Dean's formulas make. Visit rnareset.com to learn more. That's rnareset.com.
Omega Institute. Offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With more than 40 years at the forefront of holistic studies, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for integrated approaches to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.